Good morning. Another clear and crisp start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the 40s and some lower 50s. High pressure continues to dominate the weather across the region, and the seasonably chilly start will turn around with full sunshine, and readings will rebound quickly back through the 50s and 60s. And be milder than yesterday, with most everyone topping out in the upper 70s to around 80 for afternoon highs. Humidity levels will also stay low as a south breeze picks up at about 10 miles per hour. That high pressure center will slowly slide off the eastern seaboard tonight. Skies will remain clear and it will be pleasant. Some clouds may creep in from the coast into interior sections of New England. However, the rest of the region will stay dry and quiet overnight, with lows back into the lower to mid-50s. This will set us up for a mostly sunny day on Friday. Some clouds will mix in by the end of the day, and the humidity will come up a bit, and high temperatures will reach to about 80. Over the weekend, a front will approach from the west. Current indications is that the front will stall out to our north and west, but perhaps be close enough to touch off one or two scattered showers or thunderstorms both on Saturday and Sunday, but most of the time will be dry. There'll be more of a summer-like feel with a mix of sun and clouds otherwise and increased humidity with highs in the lower to mid-80s. In fact, that front will stay in place to our north and west for the early part of next week, so we'll continue to run the risk of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and humid with highs in the middle and upper 80s. By midweek next week, it looks like the front will finally sag closer to us with an increased chance of showers and thunderstorms from Wednesday into Thursday and Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an increasingly amplified mid to upper level pattern across the Northeast Pacific will lead to a building upper high across Southwest Canada and the Pacific Northwest. This will set the stage for the beginning of a potential historic heat wave for the Northwest this weekend. While record highs are not expected over the next 2 days, the highs will still be 10 to 20 degrees above average and lead to the weekend where numerous record highs are likely. Above average temperatures are also likely through much of the plains today, with significant cool down likely for portions of the northern and central high plains tomorrow as a cold front presses south across these regions. Highs today are forecast to be 10 to 15 degrees above average, followed by highs tomorrow 10 to 15 below average. The same front providing that relief tomorrow will also be a focus for widespread heavy rain, localized flash flooding, and a severe thunderstorm threat both today and tomorrow from the Central Plains to the Mid-Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. Well above average levels of moisture along and ahead of the front and its expected very slow movement will support the active thunderstorm pattern and potential for flash flooding and severe weather. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 36 degrees with a southwest wind at 28, gusting to 34 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 48 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 45, 86% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.36 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Tucumcari, New Mexico, and Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 26 at Bodie, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 58, that's 12 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.26 inches for the month, now 87 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 14.67 inches for the year, which is 2.95 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 96 set in 1938 and in 1943, and the record low 44 in 1932. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs near 80. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 50. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, warmer and more humid, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds and humid Monday and Tuesday in the mid to upper 80s with scattered to isolated thunderstorms, and still the risk of a thunderstorm Wednesday with highs in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.